My name is Nico Liggins. I'm in the fifth grade at Pittsburgh Allegheny. The name of my story is Trapped in the Woods. One time, me and my cousin went to Rose Point for Halloween, and what happened we did not expect. Our day started at the park near the big town store. So as we were playing, we started to get hungry. So we went to the townhouse to get some snacks. When we arrived at the store, we parked our bikes on the bike rack and headed right in the store. As soon as me and my cousin were in, we saw lots of variety of candy, and they were 5 cents each. I bought about 100 of them, so as we were leaving, a big teenager came, and he noticed that we had bikes. And he said, "Your bike?" And I said, "Yes." And he started talking about his bike park. As soon as he told us, we dipped to our bikes and we were gone. When we were halfway there, I said, "This does not look good." And he said, "Come on." I was hesitant to go, but I did. And as we went deeper in the woods, the more animals we saw. When we got deep enough in, we saw lots of jumps, and after a minute or two, I said, "Are we just going to sit here?" So I started pedaling so fast that the dirt flew up. After an hour or two, me and my cousin started to get bored. So I said, "Let's leave." And he said, "Okay." But we went off the trail and we were stuck. So after an hour, me and my cousin started getting worried, but we did not stop looking. We were walking all around, but my cousin had his cell phone, but he did not get signal in the woods. So after a while, we started walking again. Then we saw the trail, and we were so happy that we were going to the camp. As we were on the trail, there was a bush, and we heard noises, like a creepy voice. And as we got closer, we heard it get stronger, and it jumped out, and it was a kid in a mask. Me and my cousin jumped in the air. Then we saw that it was a kid. He said, "Sorry," and I said, "It's okay." As soon as we were out, we went straight to the camp. My mom was so mad, and she said, "You are not going outside anymore." And I said, "Good enough," and went straight to bed.